Congrats, 45 wins, another phenomenal spring. Wow, this is no surprise for you. You won a bunch of games last year, did well, a lot of good girls coming back, some new faces. This is no surprise that you're at where you're at right now, is it?
Yeah, it's really exciting for us, obviously, the milestone of 45 wins and just improving each year that I've been here. But I knew this was going to be a special group. These girls have worked really hard, you know, to put us in a good position, obviously hosting region and a good chance to, you know, finish out our goals for the year and win it, you know, and make it to the national tournament. But it's been a fun ride, you know, a lot of ups and downs, working through a lot of, you know, different things. And, you know, ultimately, though, we're in a great spot, and I couldn't be more proud of these girls right now.
Now, a little bit different situation this year than last year with moving on after the region, a little bit different, a change in the kind of the format, right?
Yeah. So last year was we had 2 3-game series as far as postseason goes, and then this year we're just doing a 4-team tournament, top 4 teams, and then winner goes to the national tournament. They actually changed because previous years, I think 3 years ago when McCook hosted, they had to go play the district game against the Kansas League, and we don't have to do that anymore, so it's a little bit easier of a path to get to the national tournament.
And this team, with what they've done, deserves to host, you know, the Region 9. No question with what you've done. But, hey, you've got 3 other teams you know pretty well. You know, you faced them recently with Otero and Trinidad State and Western Nebraska. They're fresh in your minds, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. And, you know, those are two very tough opponents. Trinidad, you know, they're having a little bit of a down year, but they're still going to be competitive. He has a lot of postseason experience, and you know, I'm really excited for this. So, you know, the best team's going to come out of it, and, you know, hopefully that's us.
And you want to keep winning. Well, you don't want to fall in that loser's bracket and have to play a few more games, but you want to go into that winner's bracket game on Sunday with no losses in case you might get tripped up. Hopefully that's not the case. Otherwise, hopefully run the table and move on.
That is the plan, and I think we have the depth to do that. Our, you know, pitching's been pretty on fire this year, and I think we have the best staff in the region, so it'd be nice, obviously, to, you know, stay in that winner's bracket the whole time and then have to get beat twice on the championship day.
You've done a lot of good things this year, Mike. I mean, coming down to the weekend coming up, any concerns, anything? We've got to shore up and a few things here or there. Otherwise, we're okay, but a few things maybe of concern.
Yeah, defensively, we didn't play super great, especially against Western Nebraska, so we're going to clean up those today at practice and a little bit tomorrow. Some communication pieces, a little uncharacteristic things that, you know, we did over the weekend that we need to clean up, but, you know, I feel like we're still in a pretty good position, you know, but those few minor adjustments will really, you know, get us going.
Well, I know one thing. You want the crowd to come out. You've got home field. You want the fans to come out. You know the students will be out. MCC, I'm sure faculty will be out there. You want the rest of the city to come on out and please pack the stands as much as they can for a couple of days.
Yeah, that'd be great. I know it's a big part of hosting is having good fan support. And, you know, so far this year we've had really good support within the community within the college. And so definitely want everyone out there, you know, cheering for us.